But we do it each and every Friday at this very time. A little Friday frivolity. And for that, we will bring in Travis.
Hello. Good morning, fellas. Good morning. Good morning, P1s. It's been a big week in death. And a lot of talk around the rule of three and the worst week in worst years in significant deaths. And with that, I decided to do a little bit of research online like we did and found some more clusters of famous deaths and some of the top years in death. So let's start with maybe the greatest troika of all time. I take you to June of 2009. When on June 25th, we lost two legends. Thank you, Dylan. Dylan knows.
Yep, on the same day.
On the exact same day, Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett pass away. And then just 3 days later, television commercial legend Billy Mays passed away due to a heart attack. And it's kind of tough looking back in the coffers of clustered deaths of famous people to find anything that really rivals Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, and Billy Mays.
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett died first, as I recall.
Yeah, I feel like Michael Jackson was like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon when that was announced.
Everybody was like, oh my God, Farrah Fawcett died. And then Michael Jackson dying.
Course, I know. She's like,
you forgot can't even Farrah Fawcett died.
Yep. I was in Las Vegas.
I was eating chicken tenders.
When Michael Jackson died because
I was in Florida.
They were having a reaction on the street about Michael Jackson's death, like on television. And I was going to go out and kind of moonwalk by any camera that I saw to see if I can get on.
That was a wild one, man. That's one where everybody was talking about it. And you're like, Michael Jackson died. What? How?
In Vegas. Well, I was in Vegas.
Right. Yeah, he was Vegas. Not in Vegas.
No.
No. Of course, we're talking about the big week of death with Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk Hogan, and Malcolm Jamal Warner being the trio of this week. But we go back to 1963 in November. Another one with multiple deaths on one day.
JFK.
This is JFK on November 22nd. Also on November 22nd, author C.S. Lewis passes away.
Yeah, from The Lion, the Witch, and The Wardrobe.
All of those. And then Aldous Huxley, who I don't know too much about, but he is listed on November 22nd of 1963 of one of the big deaths of the day.
That used to be Dan's plan about if a plane goes down and he's not going to get mentioned, because if he's on there with someone more famous, they're going to always have the above the fold,
right?
Yeah,
title.
You're like, in the subheadline.
I mean, if you die on the same day as a president is assassinated,
yeah, sorry,
you have zero chance of even being recognized and anyone even knowing, and that kind of sucks.
It's not great.
Especially if you're famous and you want people to know.
Right. And that's probably your whole life's goal, is to have people know you, and then you pass away on a tough day.
It is kind of wild that it seems to happen in the groupings like this.
It happens a lot.
Are you
going to
say groups of three?
I said groupings, since you want to include the fourth guy.
When you make groups of three.
When I was doing the research, groups. I was eliminating the ones that had two very clustered together, and then another one was like a month later. I was like, I don't know if that totally counts.
And then you go, oh, see, I told you. It happens in threes.
Right, right. So what is the time frame?
I think it's got to be within a week. Yeah. All within 7 to 10 days.
Does it go back to the day the music died, when it was Big Bopper, Richie Valens, and Buddy Holly that all died? Remember them?
Yeah, I remember the names. Right. Did they die at the same time?
Yeah, they were all killed in a plane crash.
That would make sense why they died on the same day.
And they were all three together, and those were big names at the time, of course.
Do you think that's where it started?
I don't know, because I'm sure that there's probably others that are before that, but that had to be late 50s?
The day the music died is cited as one of the reasons for the rule of three. Not the only one. It's all a media thing. But, that one definitely cited as one of the big ones that led to this thought. Let's go to October of 2004. On October 3rd, Janet Leigh, famous for Psycho, passed away. And then a couple days later, Rodney Dangerfield, the comedian, passes away. And then October 10th, Superman Christopher Reeve
Dang.
Leaves this planet.
man.
Back to
Krypton.
Back to Krypton. Let's get into... hold on. We'll go back to 19 and... 2016. Let's do 2016. There's a bunch of them in 2016. This could be considered maybe the worst year of significant deaths. And let's start in January, because on January 10th, David Bowie passes away. A few days later, Alan Rickman of Harry Potter and Die Hard.
Yeah, got thrown off the Nakatomi Tower.
On January 14th. And then on January 18th of the Eagles, Glenn Frey passed away.
That's a pretty big three right there.
Pretty big three.
Dang.
Now, later on in the year of 2016, at the end of the year, so we started out tough with David Bowie, Alan Rickman, and Glenn Frey. Well, we ended with, on Christmas, George Michael passing away.
Oh no.
2 days.
Who's going to be a father figure?
Indeed.
Well, he had that faith.
2 days later, Princess Leia shipped off this mortal coil. And then the very next day, Debbie Reynolds passed away. Of course, from Everybody Loves Raymond and other things.
She's great.
She was
great.
In everything she was in. The middle of the year, not so great for 2016 either. On 420, WWE Women's Legend Chyna passed away.
On 420?
On 420,
I can't even enjoy
China.
My high.
Well, one day later, you weren't enjoying anything, Donovan, because Prince left us on April 21st. And then Doris Roberts, April 17th.
Who? After Prince? I'm sorry, I blacked out.
It was actually before. I had that one backwards. This one was listed wrong. Doris Roberts on the 17th, China the 20th, and April 21st, Prince.
And that's another one where everybody's just thinking about Prince.
Right.
I know. Oh, yeah. He's the focus.
We're in the wake of Prince.
Did you wear a raspberry beret that day?
No, I did not. Purple. I don't have one.
Did you go buy a little red Corvette to drive around in as a tribute?
Even Killer's admonishing you right now.
He hated that. Killer's so mean.
Killer told you to shut up.
That was fantastic.
That was good, Killer.
I think that's the most venom I've ever heard from
the
Killer.
Off mic, just hatred.
Shut up.
Golly, and to think I had a couple more I was going to throw out.
Oh, no. You better.
I was curious if you had to get an umbrella to make it through your purple rain.
Oh, wow.
Your reference is out of control. Everyone knows.
Let's move to March of 2005.
Did you shed a tear, but you looked over and Dubs were also crying?
Okay. You know what?
Yeah,
Killer, tell him to shut up. Killer was right.
Come on.
Killer was right.
I'm about to
run
out of Prince songs that I know.
That's all you run through everything you have.
If you have another one, I've got time. Load it up.
He doesn't have another
one. No, he went home that April 21st and threw a party like it was 1999.
All right. March of 2005, on March 29th, maybe the most famous lawyer in American history, Johnny Cochran, passed away. Following just a couple of days later, Terry Schiavo.
Oh, no. Barely alive.
Yep. And then the Pope, Pope John Paul II on April 2nd.
Damn.
Yeah, legal, moral, and religious, all passing in just within a few days.
I think the Pope kind of overrides...
You think?
Even Johnny Cochran.
What about Terry Schiavo, though?
Why was Terry Schiavo famous? Because they were keeping her alive or something, right? Like, she wasn't a famous person. She became famous because she was in that situation, right?
Yes.
I believe you're correct.
But that's true, right? Like, it was some sort of legal battle. Like, they were keeping her alive or... I'm trying to remember.
Yes.
Yes, you are correct.
Because I remember Johnny Cochran.
Oh, I'm glad you
do. Buddy. That's awesome.
You got OJ off.
Let's move on. Okay.
I mean, murder.
No, I'm following you because I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. But things can be funny. Let's move on to years. And as I mentioned, 2016 probably...
It feels like a big death year, and I wonder why.
So let's go from...
Because people died.
Right, from the top to the bottom here. David Bowie, Alan Rickman, George Kennedy on February 28th, Nancy Reagan on March 6th, Prince...
Oh, Nancy Reagan.
April 21st, Anton Yelchin, who I think is Star Trek...
Oh, the guy whose car backed off.
Right, his Jeep crushed him
on
June 19th.
Jeez,
and then finished out that year with George Michael, Carrie Fisher, and Debbie Reynolds all within 3 days of each other. 2009, Dylan. Of course, you had the 25th with Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. A few days later with Billy Mays. But Patrick Swayze also passing away in 2009 on September 14th. And then a music icon, Mercedes Sosa. Don't know too much about them, but on October 4th, they passed
16
away.
16 years ago.
2020, as we all know, tough year in death for everybody. But on January 26th, it was Kobe and Gianna. On February 5th, it was Kirk Douglas, Janae Dubois on February 17th.
Walona from Good Times.
The Gambler, Kenny Rogers, passed away on March 20th. And then country music singer-songwriter legend John Prine on April 7th. Oh, let's see. 20 and 22, big one with sudden and royalty deaths, as we had Queen Elizabeth II, Ray Liotta, Olivia Newton-John, Sidney Poitier, Meatloaf, Taylor Hawkins, Bob Saget, and Loretta Lynn all pass away. In 2012, it was Whitney Houston, Dick Clark, Andy Griffith, Donna Summer, Robin Gibb, and Ray Bradbury. 2014.
Are these all like people that died like really close to each other?
No, this is just years.
It's going
of death.
Years
of death. Robin Williams, Lauren Bacall. This is 2014. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Shirley Temple. Could not have guessed that Shirley Temple died in 2014.
I would have
born like 1902.
Right, I would have had a 70.
I would have had a 19 on that one.
No doubt. But I think the big lesson here is, as entertainment and the definition of famous expands. And we are perceiving this as the deaths are getting more and more bigger and bigger every year, but it is simply the fact that there are more famous people that we know about now.
Maybe so, but this one feels like it'll, when you start comparing it to other years and just the week that we've had here in 2025, but the names, this one is huge.
This week has been huge. My data showed that we're actually on a little bit of a slower pace this year than we have the last five or six. We're only like 14 massive names in this year, where we're usually around 20 about this time of the year.
You're going to have the in memoriam for the different award shows.
Yeah.
And they'll always leave somebody out. That
will they leave out Hulk Hogan at the Oscars?
Ooh.
Yes.
I mean, he was in
movies. Film.
Right.
He was.
But his Rotten Tomatoes was like
6%. 6% for No Holds Barred or Supernanny or whatever.
And he's not even close to being
nominated
or even invited to an Oscar ceremony. Right. But will they put his face up there when they go through everyone who's passed? Like Malcolm Jamal Warner, of course.
No doubt.
He wasn't really in movies.
I bet they'll put him up
there. They'll have to.
Yeah. No, but do yourself a favor and look up all the trailers for Hulk Hogan's movies, because it's very fun.
Are they just the same? Just...
Oh, no, they're all very, very different, but he is playing the same type of character.
Yeah. Of course he is. You think Hulk Hogan had a big range?
No, not at all.
Of emotions he can go through?
No Holds Barred was pretty awesome in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that, No Holds Barred?
No, I did not. I was too busy watching Soul Man.
Watch it on the plane on the way home.
No Holds Barred?
Yeah, it's probably $3.99.
Yeah, because it's the guy they called Tiny, Zeus. He played Zeus.
Tiny Lester?
Yeah.
Is that the one he punched out the mime for no reason?
Yeah. He was in No Holds Barred with Hulk Hogan.
Or is that the one where that guy pooped on him?
What?
Shut up. Oh, okay.
Okay, whoa. Killer told you to shut up, Travis. All right, thank you. It's 10:12.